Hey everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have some great recipes for you. First is perfect pineapple pops, and second is perfect peachy freeze. Here they go, and I hope you like them. Here's the ingredients. 2 cups of plain yogurt, half a can of canned crushed pineapple packed in its own juice instead of packed syrup. It's healthier that way. 1 can of frozen pineapple or orange pineapple juice concentrate, thawed. I like orange pineapple. Not just the pineapple plain. Here's the utensils you'll need. A medium-sized bowl, a mixing spoon, small paper cups, plastic wrap, wooden popsicle sticks, and measuring cups. Here are the directions. Drain the can of crushed pineapple so all the juice runs out. Put all the ingredients in a medium-sized bowl and mix them together. Spoon the mixture into the paper cups. Fill them almost to the top. Stretch a small piece of plastic across the top of each cup. Using the popsicle stick, poke a hole in the plastic wrap, stand the stick straight up in the center of the cup. Put the cups in the freezer until the mixture is frozen solid. Remove the plastic wrap and peel away the paper cup. You'll have pineapple pops to eat and share. Serve 6 and serving size is 1 pop. If you like, you can make this recipe using plastic popsicle molds instead of the paper cups. Next one is perfect peachy freeze. Oh, but before I start that recipe, I have to give a couple shout outs that were emailed to me. I'd like to give a shout out to Deep Thought. He's on my MySpace page. He just became a chef, so I'd like to give a shout out to him. And if anybody wants to go hear my new song, it's on http://whatever. MySpace.com/Katie, C-A-T-I-E, sings. And there you'll see the new song that I did. And secondly, I'd like to give a shout out to a little boy named Joshua. He's turning 5, so I'd like to say happy birthday, Joshua. And that's it pretty much for today. With the shout outs anyway, here's the next recipe. And these will be posted on Bargain Brads later. So if you want, you can also go check out my dad's new podcast at barbecuebob.podomatic.com. Here's this next recipe. The prep time is about 1 to 2 hours. So here's the ingredients. Half a cup of milk. 1 cup of sliced peaches. They can be either fresh or canned, doesn't matter. A teaspoon of sugar. Here's the utensils you'll need. An ice cube tray, a blender, and serving dishes. Directions. Pour the milk into an ice cube tray and freeze until solid. 2. Pop the milk cubes out of the tray and put them in the blender. Then put the peaches and sugar into the blender. Put the lid on the blender and blend on high speed until everything is all mixed together and very smooth. Pour your perfect peachy freeze into serving dishes and serve right away. Sometimes I like to add a scoop of like rainbow sherbet or something. No, that's me. I'm just really, really, you know, fat. No, I like fat things. Not fat personally, but anyway, next. Anyway, I hope you liked my last podcast that took a while to do. If you want to. Yeah, it's really hard doing the chipmunk voices and my voice at the same time. So I hope you guys all like that. I'd like to give one more shout out because I missed one. Sorry. I'd like to give a shout out to Annabelle. She lives in Oklahoma. Hi, Annabelle. Glad you like my chipmunk podcast. I'd also like to give a shout out to one more person, just me being stupid, is Rachel. She lives down the street from me and she really likes my podcast. So I'd just like to give a shout out to her too. Hope you listen to this, Rachel. Okay. Well, that's about it for today, but if you want, I can throw a bonus recipe. Oh, since you begged me. Okay, I'll throw in a bonus one. And if you hear me clicking, it's because I'm finding my recipes that I put in my book on the computer. So I think I'll give you super strawberry bars. Here's the ingredients. You're going to get 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of rolled oats, 1/2 cup of butter or margarine, 1/3 of light brown sugar, and here it goes. 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 cup of strawberry jam. The utensils you'll need is an oven, you'll need help from an adult, a large bowl, square 8x8 pan coated with nonstick spray, large spoon, knife, measuring cups, and spoons. Directions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, mix everything together except the strawberry jam. Measure out 2 cups of this mixture, leave the rest in the bowl. Take the 2 cups of the mixture and press it in the bottom of the pan. You can use your hands or a spoon. Make sure you cover the entire bottom of the pan. Using a large spoon, spread the strawberry jam on top of the mixture in the pan. Spread it evenly all over. Take the mixture that was left in the bowl and spread it over the strawberry jam. Press it down lightly. Bake for 25 minutes. Remove the pan from the oven and allow it to cool for at least 15 minutes. Cut the bars into 12 squares to eat and share. Now that was a great recipe, and that's why I have to end the show today. Sorry, guys, sorry. But I will be back in a week with another recipe or a couple days. I don't know what's going to be going on. We have a lot going on this week, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do one this week. But I will have some spitting out like normal again, so I promise you that. So anyway, I'd like to say goodbye to everybody, and don't forget our podcast is sponsored by CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.